And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday, December 7th, 2016. 14 minutes past the hour, we'll be joined by Terry Tackett momentarily here again. And I do want to mention again that today we want to remember all the veterans and all the people who fought in World War II, and especially those who were at Pearl Harbor 75 years ago today. When the attacks on Pearl Harbor happened, and as our president at the time, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, said, a day that will live in infamy. And 75 years later, I think that day does still live in infamy, and here we are. Terry, any memories of Pearl Harbor?
Just mostly of, you know, what I've seen on TV, and, you know, just looked like it was just one of those terrible, terrible, terrible tragedies.
I was reading today, I think there were only five people who were on Pearl Harbor who are still left.
Oh, really?
Yeah, only five left.
PBS did a special last night on the USS Oklahoma, I believe it was. I think it was one of the ships that may have been.
So, again, if anybody has a story out there, if anybody was involved in World War II, or any children out there who have their parents' stories, or maybe women who were around while that was going on, memories of that day, that dark, dark day, December 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy, that got the United States into World War II, and really the event that stopped communism from taking, or Nazism, I guess you'd say, from taking over the world.
Scott, I was going to ask last night. I was up. I couldn't sleep. I'm vacation. I've been staying up a little later than normal here. And last night I was watching Van Jones, the messy truth.
I watched that last night on CNN. What did you get from
it? Man, you know, that was a pretty powerful message there.
Now, again, this was a show that aired on CNN last night. Van Jones was the moderator who we met at the convention.
Well, that's why I was so intrigued to watch it, you know, because I knew we interviewed him.
And he had it was a town hall with several people there. He had Michael Moore.
I was going to say, I thought that was okay.
Michael Moore and Anna Navarro and Rick Santorum.
Okay.
What did you find interesting about that conversation?
Well, what I found out about it was, number one was, some of the things that were stated by, or, you know, that Mr. Santorum was actually, you know, defending him on a lot of his policies and stuff, but how his policies kind of mirrored what the Nazi, you know, almost, or whatever.
Oh, we're going to get in deep water here again. Now, again, we are not comparing. Yeah,
no, I'm not saying that, but it's just they made that comparison last night. They said, you know,
a lot of people in the audience are upset.
Yeah.
But again, if you want to call in and express your opinion, we certainly do want you to do that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because nobody's saying that Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. Nobody's saying that it's going to turn into the Nazi Party. But some of the ideas on deportation, I think, came out last night and were very frightening, because we got to see some people who are illegal immigrants in this company. You know what? We're getting a phone call, so we're going to do that here.
Okay.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
You bet I am, Scott Spears. I am live and in 3D, and what kind of stunts are you trying to pull now?
Here we go. Folks, this is, as you know, I'm sure by this point, Big Bully Busick, legendary WWE wrestler, who was here October 28th. It's a whole long story, but Mr. Busick, here's why I wanted you to call in today. You announced last time you're coming here December 15th for the big Christmas extravaganza. Is that correct?
Now, before you get to the big show on December 15th, I take it we're going to be back at the old YMCA. Is that correct?
Well, there's been a change there, and I'll update you on that.
Well, and that's what I want to talk about, is this change. What is this I got in the mail today from Marion, Ohio, saying that not only me, Big Bully Busick, a protective order to stay away from you and away from Santa Claus? What is the deal?
Well, last time you were on the program, you threatened me again, and you threatened Santa Claus. What kind of person are you to threaten Santa Claus this time of year?
I cannot threaten Santa Claus. Have you lost your mind? Even Big Boy Busick wants a few presents. Are you crazy?
What? I would think you would, but you said that Santa Claus,
he's going to bring me cigars.
You said that you have beat up
fortified cigars.
You said that you have beat up Santa Claus.
I've slapped him around a little bit.
Well, there you go. You think you're not on the naughty list?
I Well, that's how I got on the naughty list. You left me coal in my stocking.
And it's going to happen again this year, 2016.
If he does, it's your fault, and I'll pay the protective order, but I bet I'll slap the taste right out of your mouth.
Why are you always threatening me? I'm just an announcer. I have no power here.
You have all the power in the world, so you think you're slicking somebody. I did a little background check on you, pal. I told you before, and I'll tell you again, I know how deep your fingers are into that executive committee of the wrestling program. I know exactly what you're up to.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because our executive committee is made up of Sean Kraft, who heads the executive committee, and then we have the president of our organization, Terry Tackett. Now, if you remember, on October 28th, the belt was stripped from you by Terry Tackett. I didn't get out of my seat, come over there and strip you and Mr. Hughes of that heavyweight title. So today, as a surprise for you, we've got President Tackett in the studio, the first time you two have had a chance to converse and explain exactly what happened on October 29th, when your man, Mr. Hughes, lost the heavyweight championship moments after he won it because of your chicanery.
Well, he didn't lose anything.
Well, okay, let's get right.
He didn't lose anything.
Okay.
You guys stripped him of it.
Okay, well, no, not you guys. Now, hold on a second. Sean Kraft, the head of the executive committee, and President Terry Tackett here. He's with us here, Busick. He can hear you. President Tackett, what happened that night? Run through the events of October 28th.
Well, what happened was there was a match between Bobo Brazil and Mr. Busick's man, Mr. Hughes.
Speak up, President Tackett. Speak up, because I want to get you on good recording so that I can't get slicked up and tripped up.
There was a heavyweight championship match that night between Bobo Brazil Jr. and Mr. Busick's man, Mr. Hughes. And the referee's attention was diverted, and it looked like some sort of object was handed to Mr. Hughes, in which he used to defeat Bobo Brazil Jr.
Now, you're leaving out my favorite part. When Big Bully Busick got up on the apron, and Bobo gave him a cold butt and dropped him like a bad habit.
Yeah.
Well, it's because he's got that surgically implanted titanium plate in his head.
Okay, go ahead. So, Tackett, your assertion, and you've met with the executive committee now, and you've come to the conclusion that...
The title is vacant.
The title's vacant. Right there you have it.
Well, politics. That's like an executive order. This guy's like Obama. This guy makes Obama look like Teddy Roosevelt.
Well, how can you...
Just like Teddy said, walk softly and carry a big stick.
Well, you know, you both are going to be here for the big Christmas extravaganza on December the 17th. You haven't seen President Tackett since that event. How do you see that event going? You're always threatening to take it out on me and Santa Claus.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think what I'll do is I'll have my buddy, the Greek guy. What's his last name again?
The Greek man. Oh, George. The Golden Greek. George Kasotis.
My man George, yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to flip George a half a yard and tell him to keep an eye on Tackett and keep him out of my hair.
No, George doesn't like you. We talked after the show.
George is a personal friend of mine.
More lies, more lies. So listen, Busick, you can get your fleet of lawyers, you can get your staff. The executive committee, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett have all ruled now. The title is vacant. Mr. Hughes is not the champion, the heavyweight champion. May never be. Smart money is he won't be.
Smart money. You wouldn't know smart money from putting up a ladder.
What was it? With a shyster like you in the corner, how in the world could you lead this man to the title? Hughes was, it was a great match. Bobo versus Hughes was a great match. But why did you have to stick your big nose in there?
Because the referee was blind. Hughes had the man down for the three count, and he counted one, two, three, and then this preposterous concept that Bobo had his foot on the ring. Wasn't so. Review the tapes. But no, all of a sudden, your tapes are you can't read them, you can't see them, unlegible. Oh, man, what a bunch of phony baloney you guys are.
Now, Tackett, haven't you reviewed the tapes?
The tapes have been reviewed. And it was clear.
And what's this inconclusive? They come up inconclusive, and you guys wind up saying you're stripping the title. How can you strip a title when it's inconclusive?
It wasn't inconclusive from our standpoint.
One, two, three, right in the wing.
The only thing that was inconclusive was what kind of object did you hand him?
You know, if I, what did you throw to Mr. Yu?
Yeah, what, which, if it was a roll of quarters or if it was a brass knuckle or.
Well, now,
it couldn't have really been any quarters because you're like too that. Cheap to get in your pocket to give him anything. So.
Okay, go ahead. You can speak now.
I did not hand him anything. I was nearly handing him his inhaler. You know, Mr. Yu has a little trouble with asthma. I was handing him his inhaler. Completely legal.
No, that is not completely no. legal. And first of all, when you place your feet up on the apron,
you become a participant.
That's it. You're done. You should have been disqualified then, in my opinion.
Bubba Brazil should have wound up being fined. And by the way, Tiger, why didn't you fine you, Bubba Brazil, when he used that headbutt? It was specifically in the contract he could not use that headbutt, especially on me.
Well, at that time, you became a participant in the contest, so the referee obviously couldn't see you hand him an object, so he obviously didn't see Bobo use the headbutt.
Sounds like a bunch of double talk to me. Sounds like a bunch of double talk to me.
You know, when I watched you and Mr. Hughes and Tanu and Ox Baker Jr., who all lost that night, get in that little pacer, that little hatchback, with your tail between your legs, heading down to the Denny's, which is all you could afford after your winnings that night.
Oh, now you want to put the mouth on Denny's.
Hey, I was sad to see that.
And speaking of that, you need to know your cars, because I drive an S500 Mercedes.
Was that little pacer covering it up? You piled them all in the hatchback and headed down there. Listen, you could not win the United States title. You don't like to talk about that. You're,
I was going to say, what about later in the evening when the Bruiser?
Bruiser. Why did he
bounce your head off the table?
I want to talk about that too. You know, Bruiser was mad because he said I shortchanged him. I only promised him 200 to throw the match, and he said I said 250.
Now, wait a second, you bribed somebody to throw a match? Now, Mr. Tackett, President Tackett,
this opens up a new can of worms here now, Mr. Busick.
I want Dick the Bruiser. I want that looked into. We were doing an integrity check on Dick the Bruiser, and I want that looked into.
Well, here's what I want looked into. That United States title match between Uncle Hogg, Dick the Bruiser Jr.
And Ox Baker Jr.
Yeah, the goon of Busick here. And Tanu the Savage. He's dangerous as could be. I wouldn't want to run into him in a dark alley. But they couldn't get the job done. And in that match, you were doing announcing with me at that point, President Tackett. Did Busick not put Hogg into the post? Did he not choke Hogg from the apron? Did he not throw him into the front row?
It looked like he tried to get him with a cigar.
He stuck in his throat from the last meal. The guy walked in with a sandwich.
You are petrified of the Hogg. Here's what I learned that night. You are petrified.
I'm petrified. Did you see what he did to those guys in the ring? Who wouldn't be scared? The guy, how much does he weigh now?
565.
I think he's a little short. I think he's closer to 575, and the man is crazy. He does those big splashes. Ain't nobody surviving a big splash from Uncle Hogg, I'll tell you that.
Well, Ox Baker Jr. certainly did not on October 28th.
He was seeing more stars than the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He was.
Explain that to me. How involved did you get in that match? Matter of fact, President Tackett, shouldn't some fines be levied against Busick? He threw Uncle Hogg into
a post.
There
you go, Sonny.
Absolutely.
Throw your influence. Tackett, you got to quit listening to Scott Spears. Unless he's putting a few bucks. Maybe we got to do an integrity check on President Tackett. What do you think, Scott Spears?
Well, of course not. He's a man of the utmost integrity, and so is the executive committee with Sean Kraft as the backup.
Absolutely.
Now, how dare you impugn the president's integrity? So this all leads us to a possible match.
His emails checked, too.
You can check those emails.
Absolutely.
I think they're over in Russia at this
point. That's right.
But now tell me this, President Tackett. What was the ruling after the title? Because you couldn't give it back to Bobo.
No, I can't overturn a referee's decision, but that's what led me to the stripping of the title.
Mr. Hughes of the title, which was, I love that.
Yeah.
And then that leads us to where?
That leads us to...
I bet you did love that, Scott Spears.
Oh, I did. The way you cried, that was a beautiful
Well, that leads us to where we're at now with Bobo wanting this rematch with a stipulation.
And what was that stipulation?
The stipulation was the handcuff.
You know, explain to people what that is.
Well, he wants Mr. Busick handcuffed to myself during the duration of this match, so it can just be a one-on-one contest with him and Mr. Hughes in a rematch for the title.
Ooh, that doesn't look good for you, Busick.
Whoa,
what was this now? Now, Bobo asked that you be handcuffed to President Tackett during the match, the rematch between Bobo and Mr. Hughes.
Well, Bobo has lost his mind. That's that titanium plate that he had surgically implanted must be affecting some brain cells up there, because he has thoroughly lost his mind.
Has he lost his mind?
A set of dice that only has one cube.
So, President Tackett, is that going to happen?
That's you know, the stipulation that was agreed to upon by everyone, and
so. Oh, everybody agreed upon that.
That night, I mean, unless he was still leery from his head being bounced off the table, I'm pretty sure that Mr. Busick agreed to that.
Yeah, were you a little groggy from having your head bashed off the table?
When the bruiser was
a little groggy from having your head bashed off the table? Wait, you sniffing glue, Scott Spurs?
I was there! When the bruiser was using you as a punching bag, or
some of the stuff that was coming out of your nose and mouth about got on right. Me. I wasn't happy about that.
Well, you shouldn't be.
You know, I've never seen a manager in my life, which is what you claim to be now. I call you a first-rate shyster, not a manager, because I don't know. What advice could you give to a guy like Tanu the Savage? I mean, honest to goodness.
I speak Tanuese.
Do you?
Okay.
Well, yeah. I had a case of that once in the last year. Took some children's bear, got rid of it really quickly.
I've seen some of the women you hang around with. I bet you did.
Are those like those ring rats that are hanging around you while you're there?
Yeah.
Anyway, the point of this conversation is, Mr. Busick, is that now it looks like you're going to be handcuffed to President Tackett and not being able to do your chicanery. And I'll tell you what, you threw 565 pounds of the hog into the post, so you obviously are still in very prime shape. But I'll tell you what, Uncle Hog was worn down after a four-man match. He's not happy with you, and he's looking to take you out like he takes the buffet out at the Golden Corral.
I'm going to take care of Uncle Hog. I'm going to bring him a gift certificate to the Golden Corral. He'll be fine. Hit the Bruiser. I'm going to bring him a fifth of Crown Royal. That'll take care of him. They'll get off my back. Now, Tackett, I'm going to have George the Greek over in the corner keeping an eye on you, because he's going to have his camera and a bottle of Ouzo, and he's going to be watching what's going on. He don't want no shenanigans from you either.
Guess that night who may join us at the announce table for that match? Your good friend, Mr. Uncle Hog, may join us for that match. So.
Now, wait a second. You're not going to put Uncle Hog at the announce table with me.
I may.
Do you know how often he washes those overalls?
That's not my fault.
Well, I might be doing something else that night. Listen, Bully.
Maybe I ought to get him a box of Tide instead of a gift certificate at a buffet at Golden Corral.
Now, here's what I mean, I'm a fan of his, but he's ripe some days. But now, here's my question to you, Busick.
Well, he comes straight from the farm. What do you expect?
It is the holiday season. Do you have any favorite Christmas carols? Because you'll also be on the television show and on the radio when you're here with us coming up on December the 15th, next Thursday, just a little over a week away. Do you have any Christmas carols that you like to perform? Is that voice of yours good for anything else except running false claims and making contracts that don't make any sense and giving bad advice to the men you manage?
Santa just ran over a reindeer.
Is that the song you sing?
It's my favorite.
Now, I do have one question to ask you here, because I know you're probably going to call your shyster lawyer and try to work something out before the event in 8 days. But I hear that you make you're kind of a cook, correct?
I am.
You're good in the kitchen.
Connoisseur.
And you make a very good Christmas dish. Am I correct about this?
I do.
Okay. Now, it's my understanding that President Tackett also has somebody coming to that big event in a week. The Santa's favorite elf, Mr. Jingling, very famous here in Ohio, who says he makes the best Christmas dish. Christmas cookies, I believe, is what it is. Correct? Is that correct, Mr. Tackett?
Oh, yeah.
President Tackett?
Yes, it is.
Stay with me here.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, would you be willing Busick, because you are one of the nastiest men in the world. If you, because we'll do a taste test here, we'll get an impartial judge. If your Christmas cookies lose to Mr. Jingling, would you be willing to dress up like Santa Claus?
Hold the phone. Hold the phone, Charlie Brown. Merry Christmas. You want me? I can make a cookie to make Mr. Jingling's taste like a dill pickle.
Okay, so I'm asking you, if you win, if you win the taste test, if you win the cook-off, which will take place on my program between you and Santa's favorite elf, Mr. Jingling, if you win the cook-off, what does what do you want if you win, Busick?
That's a good one here. Let me think here.
Okay, you think on that for a second. But if you lose,
I want Scott Spears to do all his announcing in boxer shorts.
Okay.
And a tank top t-shirt.
Why are you having a fight with me? I'm just an announcer.
Because you call me a shyster. You're the biggest shyster in the world.
Okay, well, you know what? We can take that bet up because it's not going to happen. So, Mr. Jingling, if he wins this, you have to dress up like Santa Claus with the Santa Claus hat and the Santa Claus beard and the Santa Claus
vest.
Jacket,
yeah.
And you have to be full of merriment and candy canes and just mirth, and you have to do that on the television program and on the radio. How about that, Bully?
It's a bet.
It's a bet. And that's coming up December the 15th, 1 week away. Now, again, you're going to be handcuffed to Tackett. Do you have anything to say to that? Because you're not going to be able to do your normal chicanery.
Again, I got George the Greek in my corner over there with a key. If Tackett tries to pull any kind of illegal moves, which he's capable of, or tries to have an executive order, you know, I think Obama schooled him on the executive order gimmick, and he cannot have his computer in the corner so he can get his emails like Hillary does. I want everything on the up and up, because that's just the kind of guy I am. I want everything on the up and up.
Now, what are you going to do with your other goons that night, Tanu the Savage and Ox Baker Jr.? We know you're chomping to get a hold of that United States title that Uncle Hogg currently holds.
I'm walking out of there with a title one way or another. I'm walking out of there with a title.
Well, we could have a fruitcake on a pole match if you want.
A fruitcake on a pole.
Have you ever felt a fruitcake?
Only you would come up with a fruitcake on a pole.
Have you ever? Listen, I know it was your nickname in high school, but do you? It's the holidays. Have you ever felt a fruitcake that set out for a few days?
You have lost your mind. That's all I got to tell you. You need to stay off the vodka at least a week before this contest. Okay, let's back off. Let's back off getting into the pop a little bit, Scott Spears.
I'll tell you what, the fruitcake, the hog would eat it in no matter what condition it's
right.
In. That man is a beast. We'll hold off on that for now. We'll discuss that as next week approaches. But here, because it's the holiday season, it's going to be one of the greatest things you've ever seen because we now have a challenge laid out.
The
Christmas Cookie Challenge, which will take place on my program next Thursday right here, Marion, Ohio. You're bringing your little recipe, the Busick cookies, versus the Mr. Jingling cookies. We'll have an impartial taste test. We'll blindfold Tackett, and we will let him taste both cookies, pick the winner, and if Busick loses, which is what's going to happen, he has to come on the following week, the Christmas episode, in a Santa coat and the beard and the glasses and the hat and the merriment and sing oh happy Christmas carols and be nice to me and nice to President Tackett and nice to Sean Kraft and nice to Mr. Jingling. Oh, it's going to be a beautiful Christmas, Big Bully.
Send me that contract, Scott Spears, so I can have my attorney look it over, and as far as I'm concerned, it's on.
It's on in 8 days. Big Bully Busick, thank you for calling in.
Talk to you on the 15th.
Merry Christmas, Santa. Well, you have it.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
The contest is ready to go.
Yeah.
And that Christmas special, again, let people know about the WWGH. This might be the biggest Christmas
this could
special
be huge.
There's ever been.
December 15th, 8 days away. Are we doing 7 to 9?
7 to 9.
Seven
three
to
hour,
nine.
Six to nine.
Six to
six,
nine.
Excuse
six,
me.
Six to nine. I'm
3 hours.
I'm sorry.
Because we got so much.
So worked up here that we got Mr. Jingling. We got the Lasekni brothers. We have the vocalist from the Martha Dalsa dance class. And God knows what other surprises
you'll be
we're
here.
Have. I'll be
Sean
here.
Sean Kraft will be here.
Sean will be here. Scott will be here. I'm sure the rest of our crew will be here.
Oh, man. It's going to be a winner.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Bobo Vazil Jr.
Oh, Bobo. It's good to hear from you. How are you?
Fine. How was your Thanksgiving, Scott?
It was very good. I had a wonderful time with the family. How was yours?
It was a blessing, fattening.
Well, I tell you, with the holidays upon us, Bobo, we haven't had a chance to talk with you since the odd night of October 28th, in which, I'm sad to say, your 2.5-year title reign came to an end. I haven't even had a chance to ask you this. What do you feel about Mr. Hughes defeating you for the heavyweight title?
Well, I'm not a crybaby, and I take my hat off to the man. He's one heck of a worker, but I feel like he didn't have to cheat to do it. You know, I'm a straight up person. You beat me, I get up and shake your head. But my feet was on the rope, and my hand was on the rope. Evidently, the referee didn't see it, but I'll be willing to go at it again with him. But for his feeling, I mean, I don't feel no pain about the belt because I think I was the greatest champion that it was to defend the belt before the people's in CCW. But I'm willing to go at it again with him, with his manager, handcuffed to the commissioner.
Well, we think we're going to make that happen. Now, President Tackett, how do you feel about what happened to Bobo as that 2.5-year title reign was ended?
Well, I felt really bad for Bobo the way that the match went down. But like I say, unfortunately, it just when it comes to referees' decisions, my hands are tied. But that's why I had to make the decision that I made. You know, I can't reverse a referee's decision, but that's why I made the decision to vacate the title and to strip Mr. Hughes. And
so the title is held up. Now, Bobo, I want to fill you in because we just had Busick on the line here a few minutes ago, and he's all upset. But because it is the holiday season, next Thursday, December 15th, we're doing our big 3-hour Christmas television and radio special here at WWGH from 6 to 9 p.m. Now, Busick is going to be here that night, and he has entered into the Great Cookie Contest, the Great Christmas Cookie Contest of 2016. Now, here's what's on the line. He's going to bake his cookies, and Santa's favorite elf, Mr. Jingling, who's famous here in Ohio, will be here that night. And if Mr. Jingling wins the cookie contest, then Mr. Busick has to dress up like Santa Claus the following week, beard, hat, coat, gloves, and sing Christmas carols and be just as nice as he could be to President Tackett and myself and just spread merriment throughout the holidays and candy canes. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, I can see him in the Santa Claus suit with the gray beard and everything. But first, him being nice, I don't know.
It might be a stretch.
That would be a big stretch for Busick. It really would. And then maybe the Christmas spirit could change his heart.
Yeah, it's that time of year. You think it might change his heart. I would like to think that it might change his heart.
Yeah, I would totally believe that, too. But knowing Busick, he's a snake in the grass, and I doubt it would change his heart. But I would hope it changed his heart. But, you know, if I could just get a picture of him in that Santa Claus suit, it would make my Christmas.
Do you really think he can cook cookies? Because that's what this all comes down to. I think he's just shooting his mouth off again.
If he could bake cookies, I wouldn't want to be the one to test them.
Neither would I. And unfortunately, that falls on that week to Commissioner Tackett here.
Yeah.
Blindfolded taste test between him and Mr. Jingling. Well, Bobo, I'm so glad you called in because we wanted to get your take in the holiday season on what's going on here. And we'll fill you in with all the details as time goes on. And it's going to be something.
Well, I appreciate that, but are you sure you want the commissioner to test it? You know, I kind of like him. He might not be around after he takes Busick cookies.
I know what I don't know what kind of shyster stuff that bully will put in there. I've never seen somebody so involved as a manager. I mean, we've had Ox Baker here and Percy Friend. I never saw somebody on the apron so much, putting the hog into the post, up on the apron trying to distract you, throwing things into the ring, choking you from the outside. I've never seen somebody so involved in these matches.
I've never seen nobody that involved in so it. You know what? That made me think, Scott, that he's up to something, you know. But if I ever get my hands on him, he's not going to be up to something because I'm going to chop him like he stole something.
Oh, I would love to see that. That would be a winner in my book. Bobo, it's great to talk with you in the holiday season. As I say, I'll be in touch soon, and we will continue on with this epic story that just seems to gain heat every week.
Happy holidays, Bobo.
Okay, if I don't see you all or hear from y'all, y'all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Bobo. Take care.
Bye-bye. The legendary Bobo Brazil Jr. Okay, Tacky, yep. What do you think?
Well, I mean, Bobo just kind of summed it all up there. I was going to say, if he chops him, his chest will be as red as the hat, the Santa hat that he'll be.
So now we were right in the middle there. Talk about the Christmas special.
Yeah, the Christmas special there. I got sidetracked there. Next Thursday, 6 p.m. till approximately about 9:15 is going to be our big 3-hour Christmas extravaganza. Big Bully Busick, the WWE legend, wrestling legend, will be here. Mr. Jingling, a legend here in Ohio. The Lasekni brothers will be here. The vocalist from the Martha Douse dance studio will
absolutely
be here. Yeah, just going to be. Sean will be here. You'll be here, Scott. I'll be here. Santa Claus will be here. I'm sure there's going to be some other people from our staff here. So it's going to be a big extravaganza from 6:15 till 9.
And now when the Lasekni,
or 6 to 9:15. Excuse me.
And the Lasekni brothers will be performing great Christmas
songs, yes.
Right along with the Martha Douse Dance School's vocalist. Uh-huh. And, of course, we'll have Mr. Jingling here, who will probably be singing Mr. Jingling's story and telling Christmas stories. The Bully will be here, and the Great Christmas Cookie Contest.
That's good.
Santa will be here.
Santa will be here.
Santa will be here as
Santa
well.
Will be here, yeah.
He said he was going to beat Santa up, didn't he?
Oh, boy.
What a horrible thing to say in the holidays.
It's terrible.
Anyway, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. What an event that's going to be, just 1 week away. I'm looking forward to that.
That's going
to
be great, yeah.
Season's beatings. That's what that's going to be all about. Do you think he might take a shot at you at the Christmas party? I think it's possible.
He could. He definitely could.
Do you have a fear of the Bully? I mean, people fear bullies in this life.
Yeah. A little bit. I don't know.
You don't want to go toe-to-toe with him, do you?
Well, no, I mean, because obviously I'm not a wrestler, but I mean, it's, you know.
Okay, let's get to one story here with about 14 minutes left in the show. Time Magazine's Person of the Year, Donald Trump.
I heard you mention that earlier. I heard the phone call you got.
Yeah, how about that?
Gee, many Christmas. Oh, boy. Well, I mean, your facts are right. I mean, you know, he was the person of the year also too. And
well, yeah, but I'm not comparing.
I mean, I'm not there's no I'm not comparing it to him either. But
do you think Donald Trump should be the person of the year?
I don't.
Who to you should be the person of 2016?
Well, that's a good one. I myself would say, even though she got beat, I would say Hillary Clinton.
No, people are going to call you bias.
Well, I mean, I just think that, I mean, we made history no matter what, you know, with Donald Trump being the president. But I just think that, I mean, for what she did by winning the popular vote by 2 million, I mean, you know, that's just.
What about the thing that went on in the pizzeria that apparently Donald Trump's, what is it? Defense Secretary, he retweeted this. Did you hear this story?
No.
I'm gonna try to get into this story.
Sorry.
While I do that, give your thoughts on flag burning since we were back on that again today.
My thoughts are is that people have the right to express themselves. I mean, I don't condone burning a flag, and I'm sure you know the veterans and stuff. But I mean, We really can't take away their right to express themselves as long as it's done within the parameters of the law.
And the Supreme Court has said so.
And I'm not totally up to date on the law, but I don't know, is there a law against, you know, the burning of the flag?
No, okay. There's not.
So as long as it's done, you know, and they're if they're unhappy, I mean, there's really, I mean, like I say, I don't agree with it, but I don't think we need to, you know, we can infringe really upon their rights to express themselves. I mean, if that was the case, then, you know, like Colin Kaepernick and all the people that don't, you know, salute the, you know, during the, or don't, you know, don't acknowledge the Star Spangled Banner, you know, banner should be fined or.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I understand why people don't want the flag to be burned. I mean, I don't like seeing it be burned. It is a symbol of this country.
Yeah.
But does it fall under the First Amendment?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's. Oh God, I almost got in trouble for saying that there.
What?
I was going to say that's the burning question.
Well,
you know,
that's,
I mean, that's.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know where that falls in at. I mean, that's why I was asking you yesterday, would it be that right to assemble? But you said that was something different.
I think it's right, freedom of expression.
Freedom of expression, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other story that I wanted to talk about. It's the son of Donald Trump's incoming national security advisor continued to push a fictitious online conspiracy theory about a Washington, D.C. pizza restaurant on Sunday as police arrested an armed man who said he had come to investigate. Michael Flynn is the son of chief of staff and top aide. He is the chief of staff and top aide to his father, retired Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, who Trump has named as his national security advisor.
Is that that Mad Dog guy? Or?
No, not him.
Okay.
Different guy.
All right.
A post that has does not require the Senate to confirm him.
Oh.
He just is automatically in.
Okay.
On Sunday, a man was arrested for bringing a weapon into a D.C. pizzeria restaurant filled with families telling police he had come to investigate a baseless conspiracy theory that had been circulating online. Later that day, the younger Flynn tweeted that until the fictitious story was proven untrue, it would continue. So it was about Hillary Clinton and Podesta, her campaign manager, something running some kind of child ring out of the back of the group. Now, do you think Donald Trump's cabinet member here who doesn't have to be
appointed
by, well, it doesn't have to be confirmed by the Senate, should be retweeting what his son is doing. And after the shooting took place, his son retweeted again and said, until Pizzagate is proven to be false, it'll remain a story. The left seems to forget the Podesta emails and many coincidences tied to it. This is after the shooting, Flynn's son.
Yeah, that definitely should not have been retweeted. You know, I mean, retweeted. I don't know why. Why would he make up this fictitious story? I mean,
he didn't make it up. He just retweeted.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me like the story's fictitious, though.
It is. Nobody's ever. There's no truth in the story.
You know. I mean, what's his motive? I mean, you know.
Well, that's the thing, and that's the thing we all have to worry about. Nobody is trying to smash their freedom of speech. I guess if they want to tweet it, they can.
Right.
But when you're working that high up in the government, shouldn't you give some thought to doing that?
You would think you would tweet more truthful story, you know, and have some credible, you know, credible witnesses or something. I mean,
why do you think he did it? Just, is it fun? Is that what people do on Twitter now?
Well, I think with this whole campaign, you know, it's really been about her. You know, it's been about her and the emails and everything the whole time. And I think maybe this is their way of saying, well, hey, she got away with these emails, so we're going to get away with these tweets.
But isn't the election over?
It is, but I think they're still sour because she got so many of the popular vote.
2.7 now, more million votes than Donald Trump.
Yeah, and I think that kind of sticks in their craw a little bit that the American public actually, you know, wanted her, but.
And it's my understanding, I can't confirm any of this, but apparently this guy did resign. The son eventually had to resign.
Sure.
I think because he retweeted it again after the shooting. Now, nobody got killed.
Right.
Thank goodness. But people do believe things.
Yeah.
You got to remember that.
Yeah, right. Well, even Van Jones said last night, he said, isn't the racial shootings, aren't they up a lot more since now?
Well, I have heard that in New York, a lot of Muslim people are facing a lot of problems, some being thrown down steps and things
of
that nature.
Well, they said last night the girl that was trying to go to school, they ripped the thing off her, you know, off her head.
I mean, what is going on in this country?
It's almost like they have free rein to do whatever.
I don't understand.
You know, I don't either.
Can't everybody just get along and go on here?
I mean, I want to work together now to move on, you know, instead of...
I don't know. I don't know where it's going. If you want to get in on the conversation, we do have 6 minutes left here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And don't forget the Santa Call-In Show every Sunday, 6:15 to 7 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. You can get it on the internet, www.wwgh1071.com, or download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WWGH. If you'd like to write Santa Claus a letter, Santa Claus, P.O. Box number 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And I'm sure you can still get that letter in as it is the holiday season.
Yep. I'm sure Santa will be still reading them up until probably Christmas Eve.
Oh, I'm sure he will. And the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if you have any opinion. 740-383-9944. And you have finished all your Christmas shopping?
Done.
Because it's all Christmas cards.
You got it.
Can you wrap them?
Nope.
I want you to wrap them.
No.
Why are you this obstinate about this?
Well, because I told you, in the past, I've went through the whole process of going to pick out gifts, and you know, you go this place and they don't have it. Oh, well, you go here, and before you know it, you've logged, you know, 100 miles.
What else do you have to do?
There's a lot of other things I could be doing.
Could be, but what else do you have to do this 1 month of the year?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that you have to do. I mean, you know, there's work and there's all kinds of, you know, other...
But how did people used to do it before the days of gift cards?
Yeah, well, they had somebody, maybe somebody else in their family went for them.
No, I don't think that's what happened.
You know?
They had motivation. They went out, and there weren't even 24-hour stores back then.
Right.
They had certain times they had to go.
Well, I don't really know what a lot of them want. So I figure if I get them that, then they can get whatever they want. A lot of times they'll shop after Christmas, which a lot of the sales take place, so they can get more.
But I know what you want for Christmas. I've got your gift wrapped in under the tree.
Yeah, I got yours.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
It better not be a gift card.
Yeah.
I'm anti. No, I went out and I bought your gift, wrapped it up, stuck a bow on it, put a gift tag on it, and it's ready to go.
Oh, good. That's good.
Well, just bought it today.
Yeah, that's good. Well, we'll see.
Oh, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. This one I think you'll like pretty well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
It's not a gift card.
No, it's not.
Oh, see, so my gift.
Yeah, we seen it today. I said that's got your name all over it.
This gift, it's well, first I was going to get you an all expenses paid trip to Trump Tower. Because I knew you'd like that.
Yeah.
But you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd be able to steer yourself away with all this gift
card
buying
at
the holiday time.
I'm preoccupied with
gift card,
buying my gift cards to go to Trump
Tower.
Yeah, to go to Trump Tower.
Do you have any holiday traditions?
Boy.
What do you do on the holidays?
Yeah. Well, when I was younger, the big tradition always was, you know, of course, everyone took, you know, we always helped out, you know, putting up the tree and all the decorations around the house and things like that.
And we're going to continue to decorate the studio today.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Then, of course, after we got older,
Do you go to anybody's house? Do you have a big dinner?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. The last 20 years or so, we've went to my sister's and celebrated with her at her house and had a nice dinner and then did an exchange and stuff in the evening and, you know.
On Christmas Day or Christmas Eve?
Christmas Day. Yeah.
Oh, Christmas. So what do you do on Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve, just kind of quiet, just kind of stay at home.
I always liked Christmas Eve more than Christmas Day.
Really?
That's when we have our big party.
Okay.
Now, we don't do the gifts till Christmas morning.
Right.
But we always do the big party on Christmas
Eve.
Okay,
all right, yeah.
It's fun.
I've heard several people say that, you know, that they... I'd like to do that one year once I get my... Like to have a party on Christmas Eve.
Oh, Christmas Eve party. Well, you can come to my party.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got a lot of people there, huh?
Oh, there's a lot of people there.
Wow.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Maybe because the lights are up and it's Christmas Eve and people are in anticipation of the day after. And there's people there who you could talk to. There's people there who you would know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's like we usually do about 6 to 9 or something like that. Because usually a few people have to go to church and go to midnight mass that night or things like that.
So,
or late services. But it's a fun time.
Yeah.
Now you have to bring a dish, though.
Okay. All right.
And you're not going to bring like any store bought.
No, cook something up yourself. I can cook something up myself.
And not stick a gift card in.
No. This will be for my my brand new crock pot.
Well, you know what? It's funny because that's the kind of things we do on that night, are like sloppy joes and chicken sandwiches.
You know, I honestly, I had a buddy of mine. That's what he said. He said his kids are older now, and he said that's what he does. He said he has two of them. He said he makes chicken sandwiches in one, sloppy joes in the other, and he said that's basically what they eat.
It's fun.
A few side items.
Everybody are talking, and people do bring things like eggnog and fruitcake if people want to get into that. But
sure,
it's mostly easy stuff.
Is it just like a conversation, or you guys do games or anything?
No, it's just kind of a conversational, because there's so many people there that people wander into each other. Do you want to let people know, tomorrow morning, the day starts off with the Adam the Computer Guy Show, 9:15 to 10 a.m., then the Faye Bank Charlie Ever Show, giveaways galore from 10:15 a.m. to 12 noon, then we'll be back tomorrow, you and I, for 2 hours.
Who knows what
will happen tomorrow.
That's right.
1 week away from the Christmas extravaganza.
We may have more people calling in tomorrow, more so.
And maybe we could do some Christmas trivia. I know those Zoolites tickets are on their way, and maybe they'll be here by tomorrow. That would be a tremendous amount of fun.
And those are good for, I mean,
first of the year, I think.
First year, okay.
Right through New Year's.
Wow.
The Zoolites at the Columbus Zoo.
Yeah.
So you got to tune in tomorrow, and maybe Charlie will have some of those too. It all depends on if they arrive today or not.
I went there a couple of weeks ago. Awesome.
Great, spectacular.
Yes.
Well, for this day, we hope you are having a fun time wherever you are and doing whatever you're doing. This is Scott Spears.
Yeah, don't
for
come
Terry
too long because it stinks out here.
Just in our studio, heading for the dugout.
Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The place for holiday fun.
When gathered with our friends around the Christmas tree, we would sing a lot of the Christmas